Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
This is God. It's September 5th, 2007, and here's Jesus temporarily featuring me. This first segment was originally released January 17th, 2003.
Nazarene, this week we have a modern mystery to solve. Recently, we reported in the New England Dead Zone, a priest died who had molested children. Somehow, his soul managed to leave the Dead Zone after his death and appear at the gates of heaven, requesting entry. When he had learned to get in, he'd have to reveal who kept his terrible secret. He refused, went to the darkness, and suffered the second death. Does anyone in the kingdom of God know how he was able to leave the Dead Zone?
Alora, this may be one of the most profound mysteries of the ages, because no one is absolutely sure how this foul creature got out of the Dead Zone. It is believed by some that he may have found a dying body that the soul had already left and entered into it, and others carried him out of the Dead Zone in this body. That is one theory. There is another theory that he may have possessed someone that was leaving the Dead Zone who was either intoxicated on drugs or alcohol, and in this matter got out of the Dead Zone. It is not sure how he managed this, and however he managed it went into oblivion with him. So this is one of the great mysteries that may never have an answer. But your friend Jesse suggested that one, that he possessed someone and got out, and that is a very good possibility. They are trying to find out if during that time period anybody died in the Dead Zone and was transported out of it. If they find that there was someone during that time period, this is the best possibility as to how he got out. Unfortunately, we could not use this mode for others very efficiently.
Wow, like John Lennon says in one of his new songs, there's some really weird stuff that's going on.
Now there's a profound understatement, Alora.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. Demetrius and Alora have done such wonderful work for the Lord's over the years. It is unbelievable the amount of material that they have on their websites that is helpful and useful to people. The address to their website is
www.voicesfromspirit.com.
I ask people to go there. It is very important that they study every aspect of Demetrius's and Alora's work. Do visit their website.
God here, Alora's still trying to catch up on some of this terrible backlog. So I'm taking this next question. I get this question all the time. God, we had a very good priest. He did a lot of good work for the church. But we found out after his death that he had been doing things with children, not against the children's will. The children had been doing these things willingly with him. We felt it very appropriate to bury him in sanctified ground, to forgive these little indiscretions. Do you think this is acceptable? Absolutely and positively not. This man should have not been buried in sanctified ground because he was a fornicator, because he did evil all his life and kept it a secret. He was not right with me. He was not part of my church in any way. He was a member of a corrupt priesthood that were hiding the evil that he was doing and allowing him to do it because they did not want to disgrace their church. And I have seen to it that their church is thoroughly disgraced and will be disgraced more until finally it is broken up and gone forever. This man was not holy. He should not have been put in sanctified ground. He was a creature of darkness, a thing of profound evil. It makes no difference whether or not these children did things with him willingly. That doesn't matter at all. He abused his position and took advantage of children's innocence, and he was destroyed forever. And that is what will be done with every single one of these foul creatures.
We'll be back again.